We are carrying on, Siman Tov, Reish, Dalet, Seif, Beis. One of the most fascinating simonim are going to be, I think, Mamish. I really find Siman Tov, Reish, such an interesting simon. Let's just get there. Seif, Beis, Rabbo Yisrael. I know from my opening, Be'er V'makipurim, I'm on top of the page. Siman Tov, Reish, Dalet, Seif, Beis. There's no tachanun on Erev Yom Kippur. No tachanun on Erev Yom Kippur. Vigam, similarly, we do not recite Lamnatzach, nor do we say Mizmor Lesoido. Gam, similarly, Erev Yom Kippur is a short slichas. So Erev Yom Kippur is a short slichas. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a extremely long one. And there are places. Right, everything according to the minhag, and we use the slichos. There are three nuschos of slichos. You just got to make sure to get the right one. For the minhag of Malkeinu, we have in Kippurim, yesh machloikas ben achon mizei. Machloikas, a disagreement as to whether one says Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur. In Machloikas, Ominek Ayishloi Omru, Ominek Iri Shloi Lo Omroi. So the Rama says, Rama Shaisali tells us, you know, for us in my town, whoever's interested, in my city, the meaning is not to say Avinu Malkeinu. I believe it's talking about Krakow. Unless Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos Kodesh, Shein Oimrim Boy Avinu Malkeinu, Oz, because then on Shabbos we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, Oz, then Omrim Noi Sebei Yom Kippurim, Shachis, then we say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur Shachis. So, again, Yom Kippur one does not say Avinu Malkeinu. Some say, some don't, but generally the meaning is not to say an Yom Kippur Avinu Malkeinu. However, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, in which one doesn't say Avinu Malkeinu, some people have the meaning to say Avinu Malkeinu on Friday, Yom Kippur, instead of Yom Kippur, because it's Shabbos. So that's the... Is that the meaning here?
We did that here, yeah. When it happened, yeah.
I don't remember. Oh yes. Yeah. Right. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Siman Tov Reish Hei. Minhag Kaporis B'Yom Kippurim. The meaning of Kaporis B'Yom Kippurim is very interesting. Now this is really interesting because Kaporis is a very strange and awkward minhag. I mean, we're just used to it. We do it every year. But ask anybody who is, ask anybody who's, like, you take a chicken and you, like, go around the head, and so why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Tradition. It's mystical tradition. And it is very, very. It's a very strange and awkward minhag. It really is. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the many achronim struggle with justifying this minhag, so much so that one of the early prints, I forgot to check now, but I clearly saw once in the early print of a Shulchan Aruch, this simon, the name is Minhag Kaporis B'Yom Kippurim. So in one of the early editions, it says Minhag Kaporis B'Yom Kippurim. The additional words printed and published in the early edition is Vehu Minak Shtos. The additional words, this is a Minak Shtos, because we don't normally, like, how does that work? What do we need? You do the chicken around the thing? What does that work?
Where did it come from?
Yeah. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch himself struggles with it, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us. So the name of the simon is Minhag Kaporis B'Yom Kippurim, and Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph tells us Ma Shenoyagin La'aseh is Kaporo B'Yom Kippur B'Yom Kippurim, that there are people who do an Erev Yom Kippur Kaporo. What is that? Lishchoy Tanegol, to shech the chicken Al Kol Ben Zocho, a chicken on every male. Veloy Ma'alu Psukim, and you say Psukim on chicken. Yesh limnoya hamenek. You must refrain this custom. There you go. So Shulchan Aruch is telling us to such a minik, perhaps a widely accepted minik, you have to stop it. Don't do that minik. Superstition. Yesh limnoya, you have to refrain. You must refrain. Yesh limnoya minik, you must refrain. Yesh limnoya, it doesn't say yesh shem nimnoim. He says, Yesh limnoya, you must refrain. The Mishnah Berurah explains why. Mishnah Berurah explains why. Sivkot alav yesh limnoya minik, mishum chashash da'ke emoiri. These are the ways of the pagan and non-Jewish rituals. How do you da'ke emoiri? It's the ways of the emoirim. Wow. Pagan in origin. Hey, look at that. That's what he says. Yesh limnoya minik. I don't know if there is anybody really, I don't know, have you heard of anybody who doesn't do it? We'll get to the money. But it sounds like a superstitious. So the one says, he justifies, so we've got to go with that straight away. Yesh me'agoinim, there are goinim. Shekosvu write minig, they will write this minig and they justify it. Vechein kosvu oisri rabbi min achonetz, many later authorities who write about this minig and justify it. Vechein noyagin, and that indeed is the custom. Bechol medino is elu, in many countries there is such a minig. Ve'ein leshanesh, the Ramon disagrees with Shulchan Aruch, and he says, do not change, do not alter, do not stop this minig. Ki hu minig vasikim, because that's an ancient minig. And therefore, the Rambam assumes, since it's an ancient minik and there are sources to justify it, he must be a good minik. You know, like the Gemara in Pesachim says, "Im einam neviim, pnei neviim hem." So, if you know, the Gemara says, when the Gemara describes in Pesachim of a minik which many felt was not a right minik, you know, if the Yidden do it, if it's a widely accepted minik in Klal Yisrael, if many Yidden do it, so if they're not prophets, at least they're going to be sons of prophets. In other words, either they understand what they're doing, and even if they don't understand what they're doing, the fact that they're doing it must be that their parents had a good reason why they did it. So it's a minig vasikin. V'nagin likach. And the minig is, likach tanegoil zocho lezocho. A chicken for a male. V'nekeva, and for a female. Loikhen tanegoile, so take a hen. And now it gets very complex with regards to a pregnant or expecting woman. Now, if the lady you're doing kaparis for is actually expecting, you're going to take two tanegoilim, two chickens. You're going to take a hen for her, but perhaps she's expecting a boy. So then you've got to have a male just in case. By the way, it gets very complex, and it's fascinating how much discussion there is. So, what if it's twins? So you got to take for the expecting mother. You got to take a hen. You got to take a chicken just in case it's a boy. But it could be that it's two, right? So you're going to take an extra hen, an extra chicken, an extra hen. So you're going to be walking around with like a whole bunch of things. So right, okay. But it's fascinating how much discussion is nachonim about how do you deal with expecting women of kaporas. I don't know why they're such. V'tanegoyim levonim, and you're going to take boychen. You choose v'tanegoyim levonim. If you can choose, pick a white one. Sounds so strange. You take a white one. Why? Al derech shenema, because it says in the pasuk, "Him you chatoeichem kashonim kasherik albinu," referring to the whiteness of tshuva and the lack of averes is always represented in white. Now, what you've done once you've taken this chicken or this hen, you give it to the anim, to the poor people. Or at least you sell it. The moment you know it's anim, you sell it, and the money is redeemed. The money gives to tzedakah. How do you imagine how the poor people feel about taking your chicken that you use for kaporas? They must feel great about it. What?
Someone, Some of them won't take it.
They won't take it. Yeah, I know. It's very... But, I don't know if you've ever been Erev Yom Kippur in Yerushalayim. It's the most... you can go to some places. There's like these thousands of crates of thousands of chickens. And whoa, whoa, whoa. And the poor people just standing up, cheering up all those chickens. V'yesh mekoyim ha'shenuag in leilech. And there are people that have the minik. Leilech ha'kvoros. There's people who have a minik to go to the cemetery, to the Beis Chaim. For the harbus, bitztoka, and... Many people give increased amount of tzedakah on Erev Yom Kippur. It's all a very nice minik. He says you've got to do the shechita straight away. Don't delay. So once you've done the kaporos, shecht now. Go for it. Don't let this hen hanging around until you know next opportunity. No! Shecht it and shecht it now. V'somach yodav olav. Tumus hakorban like a korban. The korban also you need to do shech straight away. So here too. For zorkim ne mayam, you chuck the intestines. Ala gogoz bechotz. The intestines are thrown on the roofs or on the courtyards rather. Mokem shayofis echoim nekach mesham. The point being that it's going to be eaten by the birds. They're going to just eat from that. Interesting. Why do we chuck away the intestines of the chickens in a place that the birds can eat? What do you mean?
Why do you check with the stomachs?
Yeah, the intestine. You got the chicken, you shechted it. You give it to the anim. But the intestines, you put in a place like out in the chotzer in the courtyard. You don't put it in the bin. You don't put it in the... You put it in the chotzer, the courtyard. Yeah, so nowadays, so it's doim in a carbon, but nowadays we don't have a carbon. So why do we put it in the chotzer? Why do we put it in the courtyard? The answer is, Mishnah Berurah says, because of chesed. Who's going to eat it? The birds are going to eat it. We are feeding the birds. We're feeding birds. Feeding the birds with intestines of the chickens. I don't know which birds exactly like intestines, but it's good. It's nice to look after them as well. So at Erev Yom Kippur, we're looking after the local birds. Because everything is chesed, everything is how the Mishnah Berurah says, "Keshem shemirachem al abriyo islefanason." Just like we're looking after the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's creations and we're feeding them, we're looking after them. So too, yirachem olav min hashemayim. So also, we want the Hakadosh Baruch Hu to look after us. What a beautiful thought! So if you have got, if you want to feed, it's such a nice idea. If somebody wants to feed his animals feed animals stray cats or birds. You want to feed them on Erev Yom Kippur? There you go. You've got a little more for that. Now, Rabbosai, going back to the kaporos. So we understand why many don't like the kaporos. So why do we do the kaporos? Hamas says, okay, it's an ancient minhag and there is credit to it. Why? What's going on? What's the rationale for kaporos? Okay, you're transferring your veils.
It's a bit like carbon.
Yeah, tashlich. You want to compare to tashlich? Yeah, you're making a transfer.
Well, it's sort of symbolic.
Symbolic, you're passing on the aveiras that you have onto the.
I mean, you're not really doing it, but this is really what I would like to do.
Good. Good. So the Mishnah Berurah goes very similar to what you're suggesting. Mishnah Berurah says, here is the explanation, the rational explanation of Minig Kapois. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Beis. Minig Vasikin. Vayachshoiv. And you shall think. You shall consider. You shall ponder. This is Alpi Kabbalah, by the way. It's Alpi Kabbalah. Mishnah Berurah says it's Alpi Kabbalah. Whatever happens to this chicken, should it really happen to me? So just like this chicken is being, so really me too should have, and this leads naturally to a person doing teshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu mistalik agzira me'olav. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away the gzira, the decree on the person when he's kaim dugmosu ba'if azeh, and it's therefore symbolically represented. That's exactly what you're saying. Symbolically represented by the chicken. Chinkos va'yishonim tam akorban ahu habo al hashoyking. That's quite similar to what a korban actually is. And the Mishtabu adds in Shartzian in Sifkotan base, again, this is according to Kabbalah. Kedugmas Talad Misois Bezdin. It's a bit like the form death of the Bezdin. The fact that you chuck the chicken away, that's like skila. And that the shoychet holds and grabs the chicken by its throat. It's a bit like the death of Herig and Chenek. And therefore, all the Dalet Misbesna have represented in that. Fascinating, fascinating. Now, what I don't understand, okay, this is, how do you feel about this explanation of Kapos? Do you do kapos? Is that your minik?
I do, but we didn't do it last year because...
no chicken?
It didn't do it anywhere last year because of the lockdown.
Okay.
Until then, there's a heavy in it, like a big...
chickens.
Big crowd coming.
Yeah. So, you do kapos? Money is good. It's very good. That's my question. So the Mishnah says, if you can't, very good. So the Mishnah says, you're right. And sock is not mentioned, but the idea definitely. If you don't do the chicken way, if you're chickening out of the chicken way, then what you should do is you should do it. The Mishnah actually mentions a fish. Use a fish. Okay, it's maybe easier. And if the fish is a bit too fishy, and so you have a chicken out of the chicken, and the fish is a bit too fishy. So what you can do, you can use coins. You can use coins. But that's what he says. So you serve with ala tzorshem b'moiz. Very nice. If the choshev don't need stockers as mishtabura, you consider at stockers shloim nichsholim be'isun neveilam. Chas v'sholom. He says, yeah, okay, you can do the coins. It works. You can do the stocker. You can do that stocker. You can do that. Mishnah said, that's all right. You can do that. You can do the stocker. The only thing is that the whole idea behind it, then it doesn't really work so smoothly anymore. Again, how does it work? What's the idea of kapos? How does it work? Why are we doing kapos?
There's a thing that you say before it. I'm going to. This is going.
Ze chalifosi, ze kaposi, yeah. Ze chalifosi, tmorosi, kaposi, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And how do we explain? How do we explain what we're doing? How do we explain? What does Mishnah Berurah say? It's a carbon base. How does it work? What is it? Like a carbon, right? Just like this really. What happens to this chicken? Should it really happen to me? Because this chicken happens to me. This is a Dalet Mises, Bezdin that Mishayatzin mentions. Well, how does that work then with the stock? I don't know. So the Mishnah, I don't know. I don't know exactly how that transition between, I don't know exactly how that works. Certainly very nice if a person can do it with chicken proper. The Mishnah Berurah says, a person should think of cotton gimel ze chalifosit morosi kaposi rosh etevos chatach. Now listen to that. Anybody for Kabbalah today? Rabbi Yisai, our daily Kabbalah session. Our daily Kabbalah session, okay? Rabbi Yisai, now listen to what I'm saying. It's going to be the daily Kabbalah. Do you have a Kabbalah session? You do a bit of chatat every day? A bit of Tanya? No?
Tanya, yeah.
A bit of Tanya, all right, okay. So, I'm sure Rabbi Feingold does a bit of Zera Kodesh. And Bissel, yeah. So over here we're having now the daily Kabbalah. It's as follows. Bottom line of the second paragraph. When a person is doing the circles over the head, he should say, Zeh Chalifosi, and then Zeh Tmurosi, Zeh Kaprosi. Okay, Rosh Tevos. The first letters are what? What are the first letters? Chalifosi, Tmurosi, Zeh Kaprosi. What is it? Ches. Tof, Kof. What does it stand for? Ches, Chatach. Rosh Tevois. Shem, Mishnah Berurah, top of page 142. Shem Malach, the name of an angel, of a Malach, Hamamun Elachaim. If you didn't know, this is like the basics of Kabbalah, you know, if you didn't know, of course you did know, the name of the Malach, who is appointed on life, his name is Chatach. Okay, if you didn't know anything about, this is the first time I'm encountering this, but apparently, it's basic Kabbalah knowledge, that the name of the Malach, who is appointed on life, is Chatach. So, Chalifosi, Kaposi, Tmurosi. Very interesting. I wonder, very nice. I'm sure, very nice. Very nice, could be. Rabbi Yisai, so that's the kavanas that you have next time if you want to have Kabbalistic kavanas when you're doing the Minhag HaPorus. So you're thinking about the Malach HaMemune Al HaChayim. Okay, the Mishnah says that a person should. What about these white chickens? These white chickens. What do you feel about white chickens? How do you feel about white chickens? How do you feel about it? Do you feel comfortable about this, or do you feel it's a bit odd to seek out? Yeah. Random. Any color. We go for anything. Absolutely. Absolutely. So. Pardon. So Rabbi said the Mishnah doesn't like it. He says this is Daki Amori to seek out superstition. You're seeking out a white chicken because he doesn't like it. He says if you end up having a white chicken, great. And if your chicken doesn't happen to be white, do not worry about it. Okay. Now I do find it very beautiful. I'm going to just emphasize that again. I find it very beautiful that the Mishnah points out that you leave out the intestines and the kishkas of the intestines of the chicken, you throw into the gardens and the chotza because you want to feed the local birds. I think it's very, very, very nice. Okay, Rabbi says Simon Tov Reshva. So it is a very interesting. It's a very, very. I don't want to say strange, Minik, but a very. How should we call it? A very. Yeah, a bit peculiar, a bit
enigmatic.
Enigmatic. That's it. Yeah, enigmatic. There's something very unique about this. I am sure that the ones who are more familiar with the mystical world and its concepts will be more comfortable with it. Mishavu has real problems with it. Okay, now, Simon Tov Reshvav. Okay, that's not mystical at all. We're going to the other extreme now. We're going to something very, very, very pragmatic. Simon Tov Reshvav, page 142. Shefais Adam Chaveroi be'erev Yom HaKippur, the halacha of being mefayes somebody on Erev Yom Kippur. Mepius means to appease somebody. Okay, what's this all about? Aveir shevin adam lechaveroi. The sins which are between one man and his friend. Ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper, the Yom HaKippurim cannot atone, will not do a kapore. Ad shefasin until you've actually. You did seek to appease that individual whom you hurt. Even if what you did was only verbal, and you didn't actually physically abuse him, and you didn't actually physically beat him up, but all you did is you hurt his feelings verbally, tzorich, you must lefizer appease him. Okay. So what is this all about? What is this all about? This is a halacha of, it's a Mishnah. In the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? That Yom HaKippurim is great. Yom HaKippurim is great. If a person that did any ben Adam lemokoyim, Yom HaKippurim goes a long way. It helps. In fact, we're going to see later, the kapor of Yom HaKippurim is so great that even if you don't believe 100%, the power of Yom HaKippurim, the tshuva is enormous, but that's only when it comes to Chatoim, which is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah, Brochus, Shabbos, Tefillin, Mezuzah, what else? But when it comes to Ben Adam, pardon? Yeah, but when it comes to Ben Adam Lechaveiro, Yom HaKippurim doesn't help. There's something else missing, and that's you've got to ask a friend for appeasement. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we're going to look at the halachas. What happens if the person is not moichel? You go up to the person. Do you know what? I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry when I smashed up your car and I tore up the tires. And you know that window that broke in your house? And you know the Rolex watch which I took? I'm really sorry about this. And then, are you moichoni? And he said, no, actually, no. No. So what are you going to do then? When you tell, you know, a few months ago, I said a real, real good Lashon Hara about you. I really spread a real, real good rumor about you. Are you moichoni? And he says, no, I'm not. So what do you do then? Okay, that will be discussed tomorrow, Mitzvah. Rabbi Yisai, to summarize what we learned this evening, we discussed, what did we discuss? We spoke about no tachnun of Eim Yom HaKippurim. We don't say Lam Natzach. We don't say Mizmor LeToida. We spoke about Slichas, various minhagim with regards to Slichas and Eiv Yom HaKippurim. Avinu Malkeinu also, various minhagim. Generally, we don't say on Eiv Yom HaKippurim, Avinu Malkeinu. Unless Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. We spoke then about this enigmatic, I love it, minhag of Kapparos. Shulchan Aruch Tzadki, he said, it's Zdaki HaMoiri, superstition. We said that the Ramot disagrees, and he said, no, you can do it. It's an ancient minhag, and it's a good minhag. He says, the reason, Mishnah Berurah explains the reason, is because it's like it encourages you to the tshuva. Because it's you think that you deserve that punishment that the chicken is having, and that leads a person to ultimately do the tshuva. So he says, that's a very good meaning, actually. He says, if you can't do it with chickens, do it with a fish. If you don't have a fish, and you don't have a chicken, then take coins either with or without a sock. He says, a good ideal time is Bashmoy Saboika. Chalifosi Tmosi Kaposi has got the first letters of whom? The Malach, who is appointed for life. You can choose a white chicken. Ramon likes the idea. Mishnah Berurah says, don't be too pedantic about the white chicken. And good idea to give it to poor people. And we also learned that give out the intestines, the leftovers of the chicken to the birds, because Pasuk says, we should be merciful to any of creations, even the local birds. Rabbi Yisai, having said this, I wish you a very successful and nice and pleasant evening.